A blessed good morning to you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to stay tuned for the next 15 minutes to the Triumph of His Grace broadcast, sponsored by the Grace Bible Churches. We shall be giving you some more information about our churches towards the end of the program. However, we trust that our program will give you enlightenment concerning the truth of God's Word and encouragement to do His blessed will for your lives.
Good day, dear listeners. This is Carl Natrum, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, greeting you in the wonderful name of our great God and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. He who is soon coming for us. We're looking forward to that day. But we must be prepared for when He comes. If you are not saved, our desire is that you, through the broadcast, would come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you are saved, that you would be helped in your Christian life through the message of God's Word today. We have with us Brother Roger Paul, pastor of the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, to bring us the message.
Good morning, radio listeners. It is a joy to be with you this morning to share with you from God's Word. We'll continue our series of messages in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, in the Lord's Prayer. The Bible says there, after this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver and the glory forever. Amen. May we look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask your guidance this morning in as we look into your word. Bless our hearts by your word, Lord God. Bless the listeners that will listen this morning and give them even the wisdom this morning, dear God, to apply to their lives. We're going to thank you that which you will do in Christ's name. Amen. We're in the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer this morning. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgiveness is often desperately sought after, but seldom freely and willingly given. When we're in a jam, we would like everyone to forget what happened and forgive us. But let the tables turn for a moment, and it is a different story. We place limitations, guidelines, and terms on the forgiveness we're about to give. Sometimes you hear people saying, well, you better not do it again, or I've forgiven you 6 times already, or I'll forgive you, but you have to do this or that for me first. A disciple once asked Jesus, how many times must my brother sin against me and I forgive him? 7 times? Book of Matthew chapter 18. Thinking he was saying something good, he waited for the answer. But I believe, my friend, this morning, it shocked him. And Jesus said unto him, I sin not unto thee, but until 70 times 7. Luke 17 says, if he repents after every transgression, forgive him. There should be no limit to our forgiving the brethren. The Bible says, as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, so ought every man to forgive his brother. You may ask, how did God forgive us? Unconditionally and freely. Whosoever will. Ephesians 4:32, the Bible tells us that God has forgiven us freely. We deserve the just judgment of Almighty God, but He gave us His grace instead, and we might be at peace with Him. The petition says, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. The story is told of a wicked servant who found himself in a great debt one day and needed forgiveness. He begged his master to forgive him, and he was forgiven. But that same wicked servant met a fellow servant who owed him and demanded to be paid forthwith. Unable to pay, this poor servant begged, fell down on his knees and begged this wicked servant to allow him, give him the chance to pay him. He begged for mercy and forgiveness. But the wicked servant would have none of it, but had him cast into prison till he would pay his debt. That wicked servant, my friend, this morning, failed no one else but himself. You see, he quickly forgot he was in the same position not too long ago. He quickly forgot that he begged for forgiveness the same way this servant was doing. He was so hard on him that he did not give this fellow servant a chance, the opportunity to work and repay him. He had his freedom taken away and expected him to still repay him. Now, most of us would hear such a thing and would say to ourselves how wrong and unfair it is. Yet, we encourage the same by having an unforgiven spirit. Some of us like to know that there are others groping at our feet like this servant. That's where we like them. We withhold forgiveness from those who seek it in the hopes of hurting them the same way they have hurt us. Some of us would not forgive because we say we don't want to forget. But forgiveness, my friend, this morning, is not forgetting. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness this morning, my friends, is a choice. Not an unreliable emotion. You see, when we're hurt, we want to react the same way. But if we let go and affirm the good that a person has done in our lives, God sends grace to heal that emotion, that hurt. Forgiveness is a process. Wounds take time to heal. The deeper the wound, the longer the recovery time. But without your cooperation in the healing process of forgiveness, the wound remains raw. Forgiveness is the breaking power of pain and anger and hurt. I have the power to forgive. You this morning have the power to forgive. Whether or not that person acknowledges their action, says they're sorry, or change their ways, it's in your power to forgive. And you have the power this morning to break the power of sin, anger, and hatred. Forgiveness this morning is an act of grace. You forgive, or you become more willing to forgive others as you recognize your own need of forgiveness. One might ask the question, why must I forgive? Simply, my friends, because God Almighty said so. Because He said I should. I believe one of God's reason for commanding that believers forgive each other is that of restoration and unity. We cannot be unified, or there cannot be unity among the believers if there is a spirit of unforgiveness lingering. God wants you this morning, my friends, and those who've hurt you, or those who you've hurt, to build an attitude of forgiveness among yourselves. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 to 10, forgiveness is the avenue of restoration. It's not to leave that one out there in the cold, begging for forgiveness and not giving it to them. Forgive me, the Bible says, Lord, as I forgive others. Is that your prayer this morning? And do you think your prayer will be answered this morning, my friends? Do you have a forgiven spirit this morning? Or are you one who holds a grudge? I'm not going to let go of this. That person got to pay. And they got to pay dearly. Listen, as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven you, you ought to forgive the brother and the sister. You ought to forgive because God has forgiven you. May God help us this morning to put away from us the spirit of unforgiveness and take unto us His heart, because He's a forgiving God. Lord, this morning we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the truth of Your word. We pray that the listeners this morning would apply it to their lives, that hurt and pain may depart from them. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Our dear listeners, as you've heard the message from the word of the Lord concerning forgiveness, based upon God's forgiveness of our own sins, as the book of Ephesians tells us that we should forgive one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. If you have known this forgiveness of sins by God in your life, but there are some problems in your life of forgiving other people, you need help. Why not call us? Why not write us? Why not come visit us so we can take God's word and help you? Now, if you've never known God's forgiveness for your sins, then you need for sure, let us help you. So call us at 427-1054. That is 427-1054. Or write us and let us know of your needs so we can send you some appropriate literature. Or best of all, though, come visit us at one of our churches where we will be glad to take God's word and help you. We invite you then to the Grace Bible Church in Well House in St. Philip, or the Grace Bible Church in Birds River, Deacons Road, St. Michael. Services at those two churches begin every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Or there is the Grace Bible Church in Parrot Road, Dalkey, St. Michael, where services begin every Sunday morning at 8:30. 8:30 every Sunday morning. After each morning worship service, we have our Sunday school hour, and we have a class for every age. So we're looking forward to see you and your family joining us. Every Sunday night at 7:15, there is our services in each one of our churches. 7:15 every Sunday night. Then there is the Berean Bible Baptist Church in Colleton, Six Men, St. Peter. Services begins there at 11 o'clock every Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, and at 6:30 every Sunday evening. We're looking forward to seeing you. Remember, if you have a need in your life concerning forgiveness, do something about that. Go to God. He's willing to forgive. Or if you have bitterness in your heart, remember, as challenged this morning, you ask for forgiveness and you give forgiveness as well.